Events that impact our lives in either a positive or negative way are typically memorialized through a date that commemorates the event. Veterans Day on November 11th is only one example. Likewise, there are dates that are so profound, the mere mention of them brings to mind the event itself. Dates such as December 7, 1941, November 22, 1963, and September 11, 2001 are so profound and memorable that if you were living, could likely recall where you were and what you were doing when you heard the news. Now imagine the impact of an event that didn't just happen on one day, but for years, and directly impacted a large percentage of a people. This event, so secretive that once discovered, shocked the world. This life-changing event was the Holocaust. In the spring, between Passover and Shavuot, is Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, a day that has been set aside to remember the 6 million people who were killed for only one reason. They were Jewish. The rampant anti-Semitism in Europe that was propelled to new levels by the Nazi regime would exterminate 2/3 of the Jewish population living in Europe. This was just one of many attempts over the centuries to eliminate the Jewish people from the face of the earth. One such attempt to eliminate the Jewish people from existence can be found in the Book of Esther. You might be asking, what does this mean to me? What would have happened had the Nazis been successful with what was known as the final solution, that being the elimination of all Jewish people from the face of the earth? As believers and followers in Yeshua, there would have been an enormous impact that would have forever changed your lives, which is why continuing to remember such a dire time in history is important. Today, there are people who claim that the Holocaust never really happened. It is important to remember and teach the next generation so history won't be revised or repeated. In our introduction, we reference Romans chapter 9 and verses 4 and 5, which states that part of Israel and the Jewish people are the covenants. These covenants include the New Covenant. A fallacy is that the New Covenant is made with the church, when in all reality it is made with Israel and the Jewish people. Ask yourselves, why has there been so much hatred inflicted upon the Jewish people for centuries? I believe the root of this hatred comes from the adversary, HaSatan, or Satan. He knows that without the people for whom the covenant is made with, makes null and void the covenant and therefore the promises. These very promises that include salvation would be eliminated without the people for whom the covenant was made with. What many pay little attention to is that the Goyim have been grafted into Israel, not the other way around. The hope of the world rests upon the new covenant promise that Adonai made with Israel and the Jewish people. Jeremiah chapter 31 and verses 31 through 34. Here the days are coming, says Adonai, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their fathers on the day I took them by the hand and brought them out of the land of Egypt, because they, for their part, violated my covenant, even though I, for my part, was a husband to them, says Adonai. For this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Adonai. I will put my Torah within them and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. No longer will any of them teach his fellow community member or his brother, know Adonai, for all will know me, from the least of them to the greatest, because I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. I would like to thank you for your support of Messianic Perspectives over the last several months. We may be leaving the airways, but this doesn't mean the congregation is stopping. Kehillah Portland will continue to be a presence, impacting not only the Jewish community in Maine, but also the church community. Feel free to visit us. As always, you can send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Thank you for listening.